Prosthetic limbs for amputees have come a long way in the last decade, thanks in large part to wounded warriors from Iraq and Afghanistan. The new prosthetics are lighter and more comfortable. Skin tone is out. Customization is in, including tattoos. A new business way up in the Adirondack Mountains of New York State is taking it a step further and taking prosthetics to the Internet. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
The back room of Jeff Aaronstone's clinic in Lake Placid is a Geppetto's workshop of dust and tools and prosthetic calves and feet in various stages of completion. Like many prosthetists, he builds devices that cater to the medical needs of his clients, and he can decorate them according to their aesthetic whims. He grabs a prosthetic leg from a shelf.
Okay, so this guy's actually a prison guard, and so he got a Super Tramp Crime of the Century on there.
Yeah. And it's like, is that like the album cover of that Super Tramp album?
Exactly, yeah.
The trend in prosthetics these days, Aaronstone says, is personalize your limb.
Absolutely, 100% there's a trend. Way more people these days want a cool design like this than they want something flesh-colored.
The prosthetic itself, the socket that fits the body, the metal pipe replacing bone, the foot, those are medical products. An amputee needs to see a specialist like Aaronstone in person for those. But another part is its cover, a plastic that protects the prosthetic and gives it leg shape. Aaronstone had this idea. What if people could order a custom-designed cover online? So he bought some 3D printers, hired a graphic designer, and formed a separate company called Create Prosthetics. Bergen Flanagan was one of his first customers. She ordered a cover embossed with Rosie the Riveter.
I just think she's cool. She's a pioneer for women's rights and everything.
Flanagan lost her right leg above the knee in a roadside bomb explosion while she was on patrol in Kandahar, Afghanistan, 6 years ago. She says lots of young vets want their prosthetic, the reality of their sacrifice, right out there.
A lot of guys put their unit crest on the prosthetic somewhere, or the army flag or whatever it is, just to show that, hey, this is how I lost my leg. It wasn't something I was born with. It wasn't a car accident or anything like that. I fought my country, and this is what happened.
Create's covers aren't just for veterans. They're $500 a piece. You can buy more than one and swap them out if you want. Clients order cars embossed on their covers, or a marijuana leaf, sports teams, butterflies, a picture of your dog. The 3D printers go pretty much nonstop these days as orders come in from across North America and as far away as Australia and China. Aaronstone credits the success on a little principle in design psychology. We humans, Aaronstone explains, are attracted to artificial body parts the more human they look. But there comes a point. Think that sallow, orange, manufactured look of a mannequin. When our attraction plummets, we just think creepy.
You know what I mean? Like where it looks close to human, but it's not quite human. I don't know what the technical term there, but let's just go with creepy.
But then when the body part looks really human, we're attracted to it again.
So you either make something that looks perfectly human, or you make something that is not necessarily supposed to look human, but gives you the impression of human.
And looks really cool.
This is Create's Happy Zone, a limb that puts personality before trying to mimic what was lost. And Aaronstone believes strongly it's a healthy place for an amputee to be. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Lake Placid, New York.